Oh, definitely. Anytime you have another game up under your belt, I think it's always good. Like I said before, I'm definitely not where I want to be, but it's good to get two games and also have the bye, continue to get healthy, and do the little things as far as conditioning is concerned, and hopefully play my best football moving down the stretch when we definitely need it.
From a team standpoint, are you guys where you want to be?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I think we put ourselves in a great position, and that's all it is put ourselves in a great position, 9-0 going into the bye. So that definitely feels good. I think, the guys have fought hard, they practiced hard, they did the things that it takes to be 9-0, and it definitely feels good. But, it isn't our ultimate goal. Like I said, we just put ourselves in a position, and have an opportunity to do some great things. But right now, that's all that it is, but it definitely feels good.
Richard, you've been a part of three Super Bowl championships. Does this feel any different?
Well, I mean, it's mid-season for us at this point, and in all of those championship runs, I think we played our best football in November, December, and January. So this team is yet to accomplish that or do that. But, like I said, we still have that in front of us. And, we look forward to that opportunity, though.
How could this team possibly get better after being 9-0? What do you do in the second half?
Well, we up front, we can stop the run better. We can break down and make tackles. And I think in the first half, I think that of the ending game, I think that was one of the things that we definitely could have done better was tackling. It's to give us the opportunity. Coaches can draw it up, but you still have to go out there and make plays. And for us defensively, that's one of the things that we have to do: go out and tackle, be where we're supposed to be, and for myself personally, get in good shape and be ready to go.
Richard, what do you think of that story of the noise supposedly being pumped into the dome?
I mean, I heard of it, but I don't really think much of it. I'm on the sideline during that time. It's quiet when I'm out on the field when we're on away game. So, but it definitely was loud in there. I'm not sure, if the story that was said. I really don't try to get too caught up in that. Oh, awesome! Since I've been here, he's obviously had some primetime performances, but this definitely ranks up there. Covering one of their best players. Coming off of injury field, last few seasons, and still to be able to play at a high level, I think it just, speaks volumes of his preparation. And, even this week, he was in the film room all week long. So it doesn't surprise me of what he's been able to do.
With the role that you're on, do you even want the bye week?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't ever think a bye week is a bad thing, for us, because, when you can get healthy and, it's a physical game. And anytime you're able to heal up and, I think it's always good for a football team.
What are you going to do during the bye week?
To be determined. I'm not sure yet, but I'm definitely I'm going to be working, though. I can tell you that much. I'm definitely going to be working because I still have a lot of work to do personally. I know a lot of the guys, having training camp and, also playing 9 games, it can be, physically demanding on the body. But like I said, for me personally, it's like my second week of training camp. So, I just probably just do some cardio, but I'll probably run on the beach somewhere, I can tell you that.
With a week off, when do you think of Buffalo?
We've already kind of scouted them a little bit, just kind of be familiar with them. I know they won the last 4 out of 5 games, and they're on a roll. And I'm sure a lot of people saw what they did to Dallas that Monday night game. So we have our work cut out for us. It isn't a team that no one's overlooking. They have a good running attack. So defensively for us up front, it's going to be a big challenge, and that's what we want. We want a team to come in and try to run the football, we go there. Mm-hmm. But, it's going to be an intense game, and we look forward to it.
Richard, what would it mean to you to go 16-0?
Well, I'm just trying to go 10-0 at this point, but that would be a great accomplishment.
Did you get a chance to listen to Don Shula's comments today, basically saying if you guys do go 16-0 or whatever's done at the end, but with you guys this season, because of the whole Spygate thing, that there's going to be an asterisk next to your accomplishment. How do you like Don Shula say that?
Well, I really don't pay too much attention to it. You know, I think everyone has their opinions and, you know, they're entitled to them. But, you know, nothing that that I've done or that I've seen this team done, you can put an asterisk by it because, you know, guys in the weight room, I mean, you can't asterisk by guys being in the weight room, guys being in the film room, conditioning, running across the field and hustling, you know, so I mean, they're entitled to their own opinions, but the only thing we can go out and do is play good football and, you know, try to put some wins together like we've done so far.
Richard, Does someone else ask you? Like that sort of fuel desire even more?
Well, you understand that it's out there, you know, but as far as getting caught up in it, we don't. We really don't get caught up in it. You know, I think, you know, sometimes maybe you know, in the past, we always kind of rallied around some things, and, you know, we'll see what happens.